This segment has been sponsored by the local Edward Jones office of Lee Colvin. The host of this show and Edward Jones have an existing business relationship. This event is not a testimonial of the services provided by Edward Jones financial advisor Lee Colvin.
Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on News Radio WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, online and on your phone at WGNSradio.com.
Well, back at it here on Rutherford Issues, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Stay current with the Plugged In podcast from MTE. Hear expert interviews and EV news. MTE.com/pluggedin. Well, we have Lee Colvin joining us here this morning. Lee is Edward Jones financial advisor, and we're here on this day after Memorial Day, and hope you had a big time. And you know, the Healing Field Flags of Remembrance was pretty cool again. It's always a big deal. I know that you were actually part of Exchange when that was going on, I think, at one time, right?
Yes.
You remember those
president
days.
President of the club, and, you know, Exchange Club is a great focus on Americanism, the promotion of Americanism, and helping the local community. So glad for everybody that comes out and supports the event. And if that's something that you're interested in personally, please reach out to the local Exchange Club, and we'd love to have you come enjoy time with us, share your knowledge, and share your desire to want to help the community.
Well, Lee is a financial advisor with Edward Jones, and today we're going to talk about Observe Save for Education Day, which is another holiday coming up that I didn't know about. 529 plans, kind of what we're going to talk about today. And Lee, whether you've got kids in grade school or high school, you know, college is around the corner. You've recently gone through all of that, so have I. So it's an interesting time.
And, you know, folks, I just need to interject real quick. You know, 2 weeks ago, I was given a hard time because I don't pay enough attention to the boards here in the office. So I said, oh, hey, that's a really nice new board. And Brian so selectively said, yeah, it's been great sitting here for the last 2 years. Folks, I just want to let you know, we've been talking about 529 day.
Oh, have we now?
For probably the last 5 or 6 years.
Well,
it's a great day of remembrance, a great day to plan, and maybe this is just a sign that with this being a big year for both of us, maybe our memories are getting a little shorter than they used to be.
Well, I guess it would make sense a 529 day would be on May the 29th.
Wouldn't it?
So, yeah, I get it now. It's Thursday. Well, what are you talking about? I know all about it.
Love it. We're both getting old, folks. What can we say?
Yes. Yeah. It won't be too long. We'll be thinking about 529s for grandchildren. I'm sure we're going to talk a little bit about some of that this morning.
That's hard to think about.
Yeah, isn't it? So, you know, kind of talk generally about 529s. And these are education plans that can really make a big difference.
They can, Brian. And again, folks, Brian and I, we razz each other, but we absolutely appreciate all the years we've had together, and we love coming in and teaching you guys about this. So, you know, just to mention, what is a 529, right? Whether your children are in grade school, high school, they'll be leaving for college or a trade school before you know it. And with the cost of education rising, now is a time to prepare for that future day. Starting to invest when your children are born is often a great way to build a strong financial future. Even if your children are older, you can still make progress and potentially reap tax benefits by contributing to a 529 education savings plan. And contributions to these plans are made with after-tax dollars they accumulate with no federal income tax, and they can be withdrawn for qualified education expenses federally tax-free.
Very good information about what 529s are. But Lee, you gave me a statistic from Edward Jones that it's really pretty interesting at how many people do not take advantage of these plans.
It really is. You know, that was a statistic, a research run by us and a group called Morning Consult last year that showed that literally half of Americans don't know what a 529 plan is, and fewer than a quarter even have one. So less than 25% of America has one, and half of America does not even know what that is. One way to keep a 529 plan top of mind is to recognize the day, May 29th, as Save for Education Day.
I'm writing that down.
That's right. So we're going to remember this and show it again next year when he forgets again.
Oh, that's going to happen. I can guarantee you that. That is definitely going to happen. But we have, in all seriousness, talked about 529 plans on the program quite frequently. I mean, and there are lots of advantages, including tax advantages, flexibility, control. We're going to talk about that. And then we're going to talk about some strategies to build a 529 savings. And that would include, you know, saving early, saving regularly, increasing over time, reviewing the savings over time, and things of that nature. So let's talk about first the benefits and tax advantages. There are several.
Certainly. So, you know, your tax advantages here, Brian, the withdrawals that you make are free from federal income tax when you use them for elementary or secondary school tuition, including vocational schools and some online courses and degree programs. This can be registered apprenticeships. This can be qualified higher education expenses, even as far as housing, books, and more. Expenses can be involved in this.
Yeah. We mentioned flexibility too, in terms, and you just kind of went over a few of those reasons, but what else about flexibility with the, as a benefit of the 529?
Well, so the variety of qualifying expenses may actually surprise you. As an example, you can pay for your off-campus housing up to the cost of on-campus room and board.
Mm.
Also, student loan repayments up to a $10,000 lifetime limit, and computers as well as computer-related accessories, including printers, internet access, educational software. All of these things can be used primarily by the plan beneficiary. You may even be able to roll over unused funds, Brian, to a Roth IRA for your beneficiary, and switch beneficiaries or roll it over to another 5-2 plan if needed.
And the control that this gives you as an account owner.
So as the account owner, you have total control, not the beneficiary. You get to control how the funds are used, as you initially planned for them, and how you had them intended.
Lee Colvin is with us today, Edward Jones Financial Advisor, and 529 Plan Education Day, Save for Education Day, is coming up on Thursday. So we're talking about 529 plans today. Strategies for building your savings. Lee, if you set aside some money every month, you know, it can definitely make a big difference toward you know, your child or even your grandchild's educational path going forward. So we're going to talk about some strategies for building on that. Save early, save often, save regularly, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, you want to do this, you know, you want to look at budgeting for this 529 for your child when you have competing financial priorities as well, right? Unfortunately,
sure.
You may have different needs in your life than just cost of education for a child. So as we save early and regularly, we want to consider setting up automatic transfers into a 529 account, even if it feels like a small amount. Taking a few minutes to set it up now can help pay for 4 years of your child's education in the future.
And, you know, it's not just like a set it, forget it kind of thing. You, as with anything, I've learned from all of these years that we've talked, you know, evaluate, you know, and increasing over time can really benefit your 529.
Absolutely. And, you know, you can reallocate your daycare expenses once your child enters school, right? I mean, think of the cost of childcare and daycare programs. Imagine when your child goes from daycare into school and all of a sudden you start putting that daycare money into a 529. This could be a substantial amount each month to help get your child prepared for, again, elementary, secondary, or higher classification degrees moving forward.
So, and I guess that kind of goes with not only increasing, but reviewing over time, you know, and as you make those steps forward. And that's where financial advisors come in, huh?
It is. You know, Brian, there are so many factors that can play a part. Your actual dollars, the education cost, the investment performance, you know, what's the cost of Middle Tennessee State, which is a great school? What's the cost of a Vanderbilt, which is a great school, right?
Different cost, I will say.
Slightly different cost,
yeah.
Extreme if you haven't checked, folks, just letting you know. But, you know, you have investment performance. You have choice of colleges. You have financial aid options. You have how many children do I have planning on going for a college or a trade school program. You have the flexibility to change your contributions. And, you know, Brian, you mentioned a minute ago the help or use of a financial advisor. The financial advisor can really help to determine how a 529 plan can fit into your overall strategy and help navigate the various guidelines and limits, such as defining a qualified expense, changing beneficiaries from one child to another, or maybe from a child to an adult to a child, and rolling unused dollars elsewhere to maximize the financial benefit for the family.
Well, as we've learned today, it's obviously a very valuable tool if, you know, helping your family members afford educational opportunities that maybe you're, you know, if you're just going into kindergarten this year, you know, these years go by quickly. You can trust both of us on that. So, Lee, I guess it's a good opportunity, whether you're just looking at this for the first time or needing to review your plans. Not only is Thursday a good reminder to do that on Save for Education Day on 529, but also a good time to maybe get with your financial advisor and have a conversation.
Absolutely. And Brian, you know, we'd always love the opportunity for folks to reach out. You can give us a call at my office personally at 615-907-7056. Again, that's 615-907-7056. We like to kind of be a conduit for WGNS. So when you call, we may ask what part of town you're from or what part of the county. What kind of needs do you actually have? What are things that you're doing to plan and work toward that goal? And based on all of these things, we can try to fit you either with myself or with another qualified financial advisor with Edward Jones who can try to help meet your needs best for where you and your family are. So we'd love the opportunity to help. We'd love to get you with the right financial advisor. Please reach out, give us a call, let us help.
Well, yesterday was Memorial Day, and I think now after we've talked about it, even bigger day coming up on Thursday, Save for Education Day.
529 Day, I think it's great.
Yeah. Well, Lee, I appreciate it as always.
Thank you, Brian. Hope you guys have a great day and a wonderful June coming in.
Oh, boy. That's crazy to think about. But, yeah, June is knocking on the door. If you missed any part of the program, be sure to check the podcast. It will be up shortly, WGNSradio.com. Have a good one.